I was once taking a walk in India. I was crossing a bridge and I found a person in tattered clothes standing on the railing of the bridge. He seemed to be gathering his resolve to take a leap into the water. Seeing what he's about to do, I screamed, "Stop!" Now he hesitated, and the moment was lost. You see, people who are thinking of committing suicide, if they lose the moment, the thought process changes. I said, "Jump down." He jumped down. I said, "What were you going to do?" He said, "I was going to commit suicide." I said, "But don't you know, if you voluntarily reject your body, you know what will happen? In your next life, God will not give you the gross body. You will become a ghost for some time. You want to become a ghost? No. Then you better not commit suicide." I said, "Why did you think of taking such a step?" He said, "God has not given me anything. I am poor. I have no treasures. I am impoverished." I said, "That's all right. I'll arrange to give you. I've got many devotees. You want 10 lakh rupees?" "Yes, yes, yes, yes. I'll arrange for it, but you have to give me one thing in return." He said, "What?" I said, "Give me your two legs." "Two legs? I can't do that." "Your two legs are more valuable than 10 lakh rupees. If they were not, you'd say, 'All right, fair deal. Here they are. Give me 10 lakh. You were saying God has not given you anything. He's given you two legs, which are more priceless than 10 lakhs. All right, never mind. I'll give you 5 lakhs. Give me your two eyes." "Are nahi baba, I can't do that. So they are more valuable than 5 lakhs. I'll give you 2 lakhs. Give me your hands." Now I started pricing the different organs and limbs that he had got. And I said, "Look, your net worth is in millions. You were saying God has not given anything. God has given us all the essentials, the resources required for success. If we are not feeling that we are succeeding, we must look inside us. What is inside us? The mind. This mind is very important. In the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna has focused on it. He says, "Uddharedatmanatmanam atmanamavasadhet atmaiva hyatmano bandhur atmaiva ripuratmanah." He says, "Arjun, this mind is so vitally important, it can be your worst enemy and it can be your best friend. So Arjun, make your mind your friend. Lift yourself by the mind. Don't degrade yourself by your mind." The Western philosopher John Milton put it nicely when he said, "The mind is a place of its own and in itself can make heaven out of hell and hell out of heaven. This mind is such, sitting in a heavenly environment. If the mind is agitated and disturbed, it can make you experience the torments of hell. And sitting in a hellish condition, if the mind is calm, peaceful, and blissful, it can make you experience the joys of heaven." So, that is why if we wish to progress, if we wish to realize our God-given potential, we need to learn how to manage the mind. Very often we overlook the simple truth. And we always talk about success on the outside and measure it with external parameters. How much wealth do we have? How high have we risen in the profession? How popular are we in society? These external things, we see them as parameters of success. But we forget the simple truth. First of all, you need to succeed on the inside. To enrich your inner life. And the external success will be a natural consequence. How and why? I wish to help you understand. This mind of ours is like a factory that creates thoughts. What are thoughts? They are little bundles of energy. The more science evolves, the more it realizes that everything is energy. Matter is also energy. The Vedas go beyond and say space is also energy. The mind is also energy. The ego is also energy. Bhumirapo nalo vayuhu khammano buddhirevacha ahankara itiyamme bhinna prakriti rashtadha. Arjun, Sri Krishna says in the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, everything in this material realm is different aspects, different kinds of my energy. So our thoughts are little bundles of energy. There are waves in the atmosphere. You cannot see them, but they are there. Rapidly alternating electromagnetic waves. If somebody's mobile is not off, suddenly it rings during the lecture. Kring. What happened? You see, that wave was there, the mobile caught it. If you take a radio set and start turning the knob, one after the other, you'll start getting your stations, AM, FM. All these waves are present. Similarly, our thoughts are also in the form of waves. And they are impacting us. Every thought is having its consequence. If you keep on harboring thoughts of anger, it will reflect on your face. People will say, "Hari, stay away from him. He seems to be an angry guy." You see somebody else and say, "Oh, look, so simple, so innocent." You look at someone else and say, "Savdhan rao, bada chant lagta. He seems to be a cunning guy." You look at somebody else and say, "She seems totally trustworthy." Now, how is it that you reach these intuitive judgments? Because the thoughts that a person harbors, they chisel one's appearance. Like a sculptor. That is the power of thoughts. Not only that, they impact further our health. There is now a whole branch of psychosomatic science in the medical field where they study the connection between the mind and the body. And they are understanding that the mind has a connection with the body. When we harbor poisonous thoughts, thoughts of hatred, anger, fear, they poison our blood. And they create ill health. And when we harbor healthy, wholesome thoughts, they lead to good health. In the Yoga Vasishtha, This is an ancient scripture. Lord Ram, when he traversed his kingdom, he found people are sick. He found vyadhi or illness. And this moved him to pity. So he came back to his guru, his spiritual preceptor, Maharshi Vasishth. And he said, Guruji, what is the cause of vyadhi or illness? Maharshi Vasishth gave a very insightful answer. He said, Ram, disease begins in the mind. When people harbor negative thoughts, thoughts of anger, tension, stress, anxiety, this disrupts the manamaya kosha, the mental sheath. That disturbance then agitates the pranamaya kosha, the vital energy sheath. That agitation then manifests in the gross body, the annamaya kosha, as disease.